Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
We were going to call you. We're still working, but we were going to call you. He looked at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw actually you checked the email a couple of times. I was just leaving you a message.
Hey, one time I checked to see if it was there. First time to see if you sent it. Second time was the show aired.
Yeah, I figured. So what did he think?
He likes it. We're going to put some money in the bank here because, like he said, he goes, well, one thing about Google, they've already shown what Google can do.
Right.
And I said, well, this service is going to put you at the top. I know all my friends call me crazy that I don't need
right.
this, that every company in the world is going to be calling me trying to say they can help me stay at number one.
Right.
And I'm like, well... but you are Google, right? You're not...
Well,
I talked to a couple
Google.
Guys that are heavy in Google, and you're like, Tom, and there's all these people try doing it. They'll say, man, just once a month, they keep you on the top. And so, I'm like, Tom,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like that.
Well, so just to clarify, Tom, as per my email, our company name is Local Splash. So we're
a premier
partner, right? We're partnered with
right.
Google. So we work directly with Google, but... Google, like the actual corporation, doesn't do this. So, right? They don't manage.
We're on a Harley. You gotta love it.
Oh,
I'm sorry to be the catch off. A woman on a Harley Davidson just drove by.
Oh wow, really? That's so cool. I really have wanted to get a motorcycle, but everybody I know has been in really bad motorcycle accidents that own one, and it's just. And, I'm in California, so they have lane splitting, right, and here in California, and it's just so dangerous. I mean, I don't know. I just, it freaks me out. Like, I would never...
scare you, dear, as illegal aliens and women in minivans. Other than that, you're fine.
That should be a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty great. Illegal aliens and...
Women in minivans.
Oh my god!
A couple of my friends were taken out motorcycle accidents with illegal aliens, and all you got was deported. So those ICEs don't happen.
That actually,
I think China's going to find
us. That just happened to one of my friends. Actually, the girl, one of the ladies who works here, her husband. That happened to her husband recently. Somebody who had no insurance and. He was in a motorcycle accident. It's too bad.
You get no fault up here in Michigan. And
you
it's different from anything you ever seen. No fault insurance is caught. Otherwise, insurance company takes care of me. Your insurance company takes care of you. And whoever's at fault, you can get up to $1,000 towards the deductible. They're trying to stop it, but let me tell you, if you ever got an accident, AAA has to take care of me for... Like, ever. You're not happy.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, I don't think we have that here. That's,
There's only Michigan and one other state that have a...
insurance? God, the whole country...
We are one of the highest... You guys might be the highest tax, but we're the highest insurance. Our insurance is stupid. Okay, Oh, God, it's outrageous.
Okay, Aaron,
I got proposals. You hang it on a heck with it. I got another call here. Aaron and I, are you going to be there for a little bit? I got your direct number on email, right?
Yeah, we'll be here for another 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, Christ. I thought you guys California time, because it's 6 o'clock here, which is 3 hours behind me, so you guys, it's only 3 o'clock there?
Yeah, well, we leave here at 4.
All right.
I mean, if
all
you
right.
want,
we
I can call you back in the morning, if you want.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, what
Let's
time works
that
for
about,
you?
What works for you? Remember, I'm 3 hours ahead of you.
Well,
time you
so
come in
I'm,
to work, I've already got 3 hours on the clock.
Yeah, well, the earliest I could call you would be 10 o'clock your time.
That'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Because we're, yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to work, he likes the idea to Google, like he says, you know, one thing, he goes, not crazy about the lease thing, you know, pay for lease, but Google has produced for us in the past.
Okay.
And that's one thing he's like, you know, we like that part because it's already proven.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, like I said, you know, I have 100% retention rate with this because it really has produced results for the people that I've signed up with it. So, you know, I wouldn't have told you about it if I didn't think that it would actually benefit your company. You know, because I don't actually tell everybody about it. So, it, you know, I definitely think it would be beneficial for your company.
Yeah, I looked at it too, and one of the companies that I definitely want to be above, as you looked at my thing yesterday, I was number 5. The top one up there was West Metro. He was always number 6 or 7. He's the one that took my phone number when I got into an accident. So definitely want to be higher than him.
Oh, wow, really? How did he take your phone number?
I was in a hospital for 16 months. Thought my company was trusted in the hands that it were in, and no.
Yeah, no, let's get him.
By the time I got out, the company was picked apart. Another one guy took, because I had to renew my, the same year I had to renew, you know, because every so year he's got to refresh everything with the state as far as corporation, your name and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, me being in the hospital, it was kind of trying to refresh my name. I wasn't there to do it. Nobody's taking care of the business. I'm going through 15. I had 15 surgeries within a year. I'm in the hospital. I'm learning how to walk. So I busted my hip on left side, and I lost my total elbow on the right side.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Because what happened is I hit the brakes on my motorcycle and I hit a van sideways. My arm went up on the hood of the van. Now my forearm stopped, but the rest of my body didn't. And my bicep, you know, that bone between your shoulder and your elbow, kept moving. Well, that bone went through, took out my elbow, went through all my clothes, bounced off the hood. The motorcycle kicked because it was half on. Like I was half the, was in front of her van, half the was on her van, you know, side by side. 45 miles an hour, I got stopped. So the motorcycle, rear the motorcycle, kicked around and took my leg and snapped it up at the hip. You know, not at the hip, but at the, on the thigh bone. So I went through 2 surgeries doing that, but I went through 15 to save the arm. I got a fake elbow now.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why.
So you were on a motorcycle?
Some lady in a minivan decided I needed to stop. I had no intention. She won.
Oh. Gosh, that's why I don't want to get a motorcycle, because it's things like this, like, that sounds
well,
so awful.
If you've never ridden, get yourself a moped, okay? Moped, no gears, no nothing, you can buzz around town, great on gas, 56 miles a gallon, it's still the freedom. Now, if you get, you like it, and you like it a lot, then you get a bike.
Well, I really, really want a Honda Rebel. That's what I want, is a Honda Rebel.
What size?
Probably a smaller one.
My daughter is 5 foot. She's 5'5", and she rides around a little Honda 250 Rebel. And I've had 450s. I taught everybody how to ride. Nice little bikes. I got the older ones because they look cooler. Now my daughter rode for a couple of years, just had a baby, made me a grandpa, and now she just jumped up to a Sportster.
Okay.
And still has a Rebel.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that gives me hope. Maybe one day. I mean, it's always been a dream of mine to get one, but then I swear to you, every time I'm about to get a motorcycle, I hear about somebody that just gets in these gnarly accidents and, you know, and it just, I'm like, then I doubt myself if I should do it, but, you know, you're making me feel like I should just live life, you know, right?
That's what are you, like 30? 29, 30?
32.
Pretty soon. Well, I didn't think of that. Oh, okay. In a blink of an eye, how long ago did you graduate? What, a blink of an eye? 2 blinks of an eye?
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
you hit 32, you're going to blink your eyes once or twice, you're going to be 55, going, damn, what the hell?
I should have gotten that motorcycle.
We always say in the motorcycle world, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. You see, one thing I can say is I lived.
Unless you become rich,
you're going to leave, you know, a building with your name on it. Trust me, the only way they're going to know you're here in a generation or two is by, you know, your name on the family tree. Otherwise, you know, that's it.
Yeah, right. You know, I really do love my conversations with you, Tom. They're probably some of the best I've had.
Yeah, I'm not right in, everybody says. And plus, I'm sitting here in a lot of pain because oh, I got to use my legs, and they just want to dope you up. I hate it.
Oh,
so I take
yeah.
as little as I possibly can. But anyway, give me a call
yep.
in the morning.
Okay.
I got something, Aaron's phone number. I can give you Aaron if you like to call him and actually kind of explain it to him.
Okay. I can
and,
do you want me to do that right now or in the morning?
He's just finding out what it costs for. He got to a little camp there. Maybe we're kind of silly. We're in Detroit on the far west side of it, and we're putting in a security doors, like screen doors with bars in them. And
uh-huh.
his hand machine, he's got a very powerful one where he was twisting everything. And I'm like, no, Aaron, you had it too strong. So he was having a fit, so I drove out here to Detroit and straightened it out. So, but his number I'll give to you.
Sure.
It's A-A-R-O-N. And
okay.
it's, last bit. And it's number 734.
Say that one. It's 734, right?
Yes. 338.
Uh-huh.
1536.
Okay. Okay.
And he can even
I'll...
give you an email where you can shoot to him and, you know, whatever you want to do. You know, maybe you guys, because he's up for the Google thing. He knows the power of the Google, but, you know, I told you if I signed up for that one Angie's list, it's like, no, I want him happy. It's, you know, it keeps looking, that was stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's 29
okay.
and he has no problems looking at me and saying, that was stupid. I'm like, boy, if I wasn't football, I'd knock that smirk right off your face.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of our generation, you know, and that's a lot of people are like
yeah.
that are my age.
Yeah. Hey, the phone's going to call you.
Okay, so
and,
you think I should call him?
Not
right
tonight.
Now?
It's tomorrow. No, he just
okay.
said no. He had a bad day. I go, he's gonna call you. No.
Okay. Okay.
Generation, not my dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 10 o'clock, he'll call you.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Lady
sounds
from
good.
Google, get us signed up. Her name's Jesse. So she's gonna call you, but she's got a couple minutes planned on the way home. Or if you're like, no, this is business. You said you like to Google. Hang on, here's Aaron.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Hello. Yep.
Hi, Aaron. This is Jesse. How are you doing?
Sore.
Yeah, from putting in that gate.
just from everything. I got pinched nerve in my back.
Oh gosh, God, you both of you just seem to have a little problems going on health wise, huh? That sucks.
He got messed up by a motorcycle, and I keep tearing myself up working.
Oh yeah, that is the worst feeling though. Having to actually do something while you have a pinched nerve. I know that feeling.
It's a wonderful part about being ADD. I can't sit at a desk.
It's always good to be busy, right? I mean, definitely.
At this point,
Aaron,
I'm second guessing my life choices.
I think that's honestly everybody our age, really. You know, I think it's just a, you know, we're stuck in a generation where everything seems a little bit overwhelming right now. So, you know, I definitely
That's all
understand.
Our fault. We're eating Tide Pods, and it's not even us. It's the kids after us.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Gen Zs and Gen As, who knows what the world is going to be like for them? I mean, you know, you've lived through 9/11 and a recession and almost a third world war.
Seven major diseases, avian and all that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been right there. Believe me, it's, you know... Oh yeah, but Aaron wanted me. I'm sorry, your dad wanted me to tell you about the Google Guaranteed and kind of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he showed you the email, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so have you heard of Google Guaranteed before?
No.
Okay, so the reason that I had told your dad about Google Guaranteed was because he's already, you know, he has a pretty good presence on Google already, right? So we have packages
mm-hmm.
that kind of help with that, right? And just kind of continuing to keep him on that first page, but he seemed to kind of had that taken care of. So I just had wanted to tell him about the Google Guaranteed because it's a different option that puts you at the very top. And if you guys get, you know, kind of overwhelmed with work, you can pause your leads. Now, I know that sounds like Angie's List, like what your dad was saying, but the major benefit in this is that the leads are exclusive. So they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. And if they're calling about something you don't do or they're outside of your service area, then they're considered not qualified leads. So you can actually go ahead and say that, you know, then you wouldn't have to pay for that, right? So with the Google Guaranteed, I, you know, mentioned to him, he just, you have to be licensed and insured. You know, it takes 4 to 8 weeks for the application to be processed. It's a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee that you'll never have to pay again. And then there's a minimum monthly budget for the Google Guaranteed, but you wouldn't have to pay that until the application is processed.
Okay. What is the monthly budget you're talking about?
Here, let me, I have to go ahead and put that in again. 1 second. So, and then you also saw in the email kind of like how it would look. So, it would be that at the very top, you're going to have that box, right, where you're going to be listed with the little green check mark. So even it, that means with the little green check mark that the leads are turned on. And even if you turn them off, it doesn't mean that you're going to be taken off Google. You'll still be on Google. You just won't be there with those top three people right there. It'll kind of go down a little bit, right? But you'll still be listed on Google. So hold on 1 second. Let me get this price for you.
My whole issue was I had Google for 2 years before I even started getting anything off of it.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, so you're probably talking about, like, the local listing, right?
I'm just on Google, period. Like, when I made my account was for the company, and I put the company up there with the contact info and everything, I didn't get nothing for a solid 2 years.
Okay, well, I mean,
so year three this year that I actually started getting stuff off of it.
I mean, that's why it's helped. So there's definitely things, Aaron, that go into kind of boosting your presence on the internet and having people, like, you know, kind of look at you more frequently. So it's marketing towards your peak business hours of the day, right? And both computer and mobile devices, because it is different programming that goes into phones, right? And everybody is using their phone to search for everything. So we do that programming that gets you on phones and mobile devices and, like, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. But just so you know, so the lead cost is going to be $29.33. That would be for 13 leads. The minimum monthly budget is going to be $383. So what that means, too, is if you wanted to take on, let's just say, one lead for the month, right? So you can pause that, and then for the next month, you would just have to pay the $29.33, okay? So the remainder balance, the $353, would go over into the next month. So that doesn't mean that you have to pay that every month. It just depends on how many leads you take on. So if you're going to take on all 13 leads, then yes, the next month you would have to pay the $383, right? But if you are going to just take on one or two, the remaining balance will roll over into the next month, okay? So that's just how it works a little bit, if that all makes sense.
So if I just leave it on all month, and even if I don't get, what if I don't get any hits and it's on all month?
Well, then you wouldn't have to, if you don't get any leads, which wouldn't happen, but if for some reason you don't get any leads, then you won't have to pay anything next month.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So, what do you think? Did you have any questions at all, or?
Oh, I think I got a good understanding of how it's going to work.
Okay.
You say it won't happen without getting leads?
Say that one more time.
You said it won't happen where I won't get any leads for a month?
I mean, you know, I can't. So the reason it's called Google Guaranteed actually is because Google is guaranteeing your work. So I can't actually, you know, say guarantee you that no matter what, you're always going to get those leads, right? I mean, there is that possibility that, you know, you might. I mean, it's kind of a slim possibility for your area, but you know, but it there is that possibility that you could get one lead for the month, right? But then you're not paying, right? So, I mean, I would rather just be realistic, right? Because Tom, I mean, I'm sorry, I keep on looking at your dad's name. I see his name here, but Aaron, basically what we do is we underpromise and overdeliver our services, right? So that's kind of the difference that you're going to get with a company like ours that's been around for 17 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a Google Premier partner where we're not going to sit here and be like, oh, you're going to get this and this and this and promise you the moon. And then there's that disappointment, like with Angie's List. I'm not trying to talk badly, but, you know, I constantly hear that.
No, I told them all that about Angie's List and all that before you even started.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're actually being investigated by the FTC right now, so.
Well, about damn time.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, because it really is, they're just unrealistic about what they're doing, you know, and that's the problem is, you know, they're saying that you're going to get all these things, and then I've heard of people getting
it's
actually,
only
like,
select
fake.
Companies.
Well, I've even heard of people getting, like, fake phone calls, like, from, like, Google, you know, phone numbers that aren't even real people, and then still having to pay for that lead, you know, so that's, you know, that can be a real problem, I mean, especially for people that are just starting out, you know, a lot of these companies I talk to have been in business for, like, a month, and, you know, are having this happen to them. I mean, can you imagine in your first month having to deal with that? You know, the first month is already the hardest, so... I mean, unless you have any other questions, I do have planned to call your dad back tomorrow at 10 o'clock our time to go ahead and get you signed up.
What's your time?
Well, it would be 7 my time. We get in here at 7. We're here from 7 to 4.
Is Central or?
No, it's, we're in California. So we're actually where Google is located. So because we're a Google partner.
I'm sorry.
Your dad said the same thing. Literally said the same thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, I appreciate it.
I'm waiting for the San Andreas Fault to break off.
Oh, yeah. You are just like your dad. I am not even kidding you. He told me the same exact thing. That is hilarious. I mean, maybe one day.
I don't got any questions. You need a builder's license number for the application?
So we do need insurance and licensing. So that would be, yeah, that would be submitted to with the application. And all face-to-face employees would need to be able to pass a background check. But your dad said that you weren't, like, I mean, basically a face-to-face employee is somebody that's just directly talking to the customers. That doesn't actually mean the person who's doing the work.
Right.
So,
well, he's getting anxious, so I'll let you go. That about answers all my questions. That's the only one I was wondering is, I've had to carry a builder's license.
Well, it's whatever insurance is required for your state. So,
all right.
You know, yeah. So if you have the right, insurance and licensing for your state, then that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that about sums it up for me.
Okay, all right, Aaron. Well, I appreciate it, and hopefully I won't fall off into the ocean by tomorrow.
What's that movie with the volcano?
I don't know. There's so many of them these days. I mean...
You know, when all of California explodes.
I mean, most likely what would happen is the whole state would burn down. I mean, we have a whole fire season now, so it's, you know...
All right, dear.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to give you back to my dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, bye.
So what? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I saw a laugh, but I heard what he was saying. I'm like, gosh, you just heard all that from me yesterday.
No, that's exactly what I told him. You guys are a lot alike. Yeah. Almost word for word said the same thing to me.
That's why I'm looking good.
Yeah.
Like that,
Yeah.
I'm looking at poor woman complex.
Yeah. Well, I just told him hopefully I don't fall off into the ocean by tomorrow.
Please get us in there.
Yeah. Get in
there. Like I don't tell my friend it up in San Francisco. I said, what are you telling me? He goes, oh, I understand what I was drinking. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm looking for lake or oceanside property in Arizona. He's like, yeah, I guess, you know, he can bet, he says. So, we're interested.
Okay.
Give me a day or so to put some clear checks and everything else.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and give you the money, go through the process, and get your credit card over to Morland, I guess.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or
yeah.
How do you guys do it?
Yeah, no, so we just do debit, credit, whatever,
I mean, the money's in there, but I've got some customer password, two checks, so.
Okay.
Wait for the dust to start off. Go know which kind. I told you that yesterday. You guys bought some checks on me.
Yeah.
And, I'm gonna let dust over here a little bit, go back in here and see why I gotta go strong.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
I'll keep your $35 bounce check fee. I want a piece of the bottom.
You want a what?
If I'm like I said, they can keep the $35, you know, fee for bouncing checks. I just want to get my hands on them.
Yeah. Somebody bounced a check on you? Really?
Two customers.
Oh, man. Oh, I honestly, you know, what you should do, Tom, is get Zelle and, you know, Cash App and all of that, because checks just, you know, anybody
who has
checks.
I do have Cash App. Well, we have businesses do, but you know, older people still do, like me. They had talked me into getting Cash App, and I was like, I don't like this type of stuff. You know what I need all this? Well, Aaron does the credit cards.
Yeah.
He does that, and I do the Cash App. So between the two of us,
but we do businesses, right? But it wasn't businesses, it was personal people.
So I know who did it. And they're just going to get shot when I go up there. They're going to say, oh, man, I'm just going to bail. Keep your money. You're going to need it for dental work.
Well, okay, well, hopefully nothing bad happens by tomorrow. I mean, stay safe.
No, I'm going to let it go for a couple of days. What are they going to do? Call the police on me?
Hey, well, you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything. I didn't hear anything.
Well, I don't care, but he's gonna be, you know, he's gonna go up there with a mouthful of missing teeth. He can hit me. You guys are gonna say for yourself, yeah, I wish I would have hit him a few more times, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, anybody who thinks that they can get over on you like that, that's pretty bad, you know. And a lot of people just take so, you know, good for you and standing
like
up for yourself.
I'm handicapped and 58 years old.
Yeah.
We don't play this stupid game, you know. Oh, I got things for insulting me. Yeah, so what? Girl is that? I'm so offended. I don't care.
Yeah, no, at that point, don't trust it.
That's the way I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it at all. Definitely.
No, that's why I said, give me tomorrow. I'll go there and check the bank, see if the house is cleared, what the money's cost me so far as, you know, sending stuff. I didn't send anybody in the stratosphere, but I'm quite sure some people had a call of a ride once or twice. My bank covered it, but I had to go in there and found out two checks about, so that's why I was like, ooh.
Okay. Okay.
So we cut everything pretty tight. So pretty close, okay? We have two, three trucks running. We go against the big boys, but we don't care. Our profit margins are less than theirs by choice. And we're going for growth. If
right.
I price out exactly like everybody else, like West Metro up there, they're almost $200 an hour. We're only $150. So we're $40 cheaper. They want a $50 trip charge to get there. I don't charge that. So right off the bat, someone's saving $100 by me showing up.
Okay. All right.
So
well,
that's what I'm telling you. We keep it pretty thin.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, let's get you there and get you those quality jobs. Okay, Tom?
You get it, dear. That's why I said, give me a shout tomorrow or I'll call you on your line, the one that you gave me.
Okay.
And I'll see what the bank's doing in the morning. I'll go ahead and give you that money. Let's get the ball rolling.
Okay, all right.
The company is technically and legally owned by Aaron.
Okay, all right. I'll definitely, we'll make notes of all this, so, and put this in, okay? So, all right, Tom, talk to you tomorrow morning, okay? Have a great rest of your day.
All right, go ahead and get the hell out of there. You don't have to go out and get home.
Okay. Well,
all right, talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Right, bye-bye.